I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A Sudanese believer could be facing big problems, and the National Church is calling for help. And in one of the toughest regions in the world to be a Christian, satellite TV is helping the church bloom where it's planted. Stay with us, because there's room for you in every story in today's lineup. We'll begin today in Sudan, where on Sunday, a Sudanese believer may find out whether or not he's facing an apostasy charge, a crime which carries the death penalty. Middle East Concerns' Miles Windsor explains the details of the case.
On 13th of October, officers of the National Intelligence and Security Services in Sudan broke up a meeting of Christians in a house in the city of Niala.
12 people were arrested and 3 were released. But because the others were believers from a Muslim background, they were tortured and pressed to recant.
8 of those 9 detainees did so under severe pressure, it should be said. And so they were released on the afternoon of the 21st of October.
There was just one who refused to recant.
The church leader, Tajuddin, was released on the 22nd of October, pending a court hearing. The suggestion is that he will be charged with apostasy. He's been instructed to report to police every 3 days.
That hearing is tentatively scheduled for October 28th.
He certainly would appreciate prayer that there would be no charges brought against him, that the Sudanese Christian community would be allowed to worship freely and unmolested by government agencies.
2 more things to pray for: healing for those who recanted and revelation for those behind the intimidation. Next, we bring you a story from India. Malati gated the balance in her bank account. The 2,500 rupees she'd recently deposited were gone. 3 days earlier, Malati went to a bank in India to make that deposit, but there was one problem. Malati couldn't read or write. So she asked a seemingly kind young man for help. He listened as she told him what to write and filled out the deposit form for her.
What she didn't realize was he was actually writing in his own information to route those 2,500 rupees. And so when she went to go withdraw that money 3 days later, there was nothing left in there because he deposited the money into his own account, not hers.
As Eric Moore said with Mission India, he says soon afterward, Malati heard one of Mission India's adult literacy classes was starting in her village. Now, these classes give men and women a 5th grade level in math, reading, and writing. The teachers are local Christians who also talk to their students about Jesus. Malati signed up and became friends with her teacher, Sunita.
One day, as Malati was listening to Sunita talk about the lesson, Sunita shared the gospel with Malati and her classmates. And so Malati was just so moved by hearing about the gospel and what Jesus did for her, that day, Malati gave her life to Jesus.
And just $40 helps someone like Malati enroll in an adult literacy class. You can find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, puts a prime focus on what it means to be an indigenous church and how they can help it grow. Sat7's Dennis Weens tells us.
Sat7's vision is to see that local church across the Middle East growing and thriving. We provide a lot of resource for the local church. And in many places, our viewers, some will never meet another Christian. And so they still have the right to be discipled, to grow in their faith, and to understand what it is to be a Christian. And we can provide that resource to the church who may not have access to that viewer.
A key point in Sat7's ministry is to remain indigenous with staff and presence, so they're more culturally relevant and effective in the region.
As we think of Western Christianity, we haven't gone through the same realities that the church in the Middle East has gone through. We don't understand in the West persecution. And so we have to be careful as we repackage from one continent to another, and it's best to have them make their claim to a biblical Christianity in a culturally relevant, appropriate, and positive way.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.